Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season.
As it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season. And for one central Wisconsin institution, what appeared to be a final winter is giving way to a new spring, new hope, and rebirth. Since 1919, the St. Anthony Spirituality Center has offered a quiet place for reflection on its spacious, wooded grounds along the Rib River in the city of Marathon. Initially as a house of studies for Capuchin friars, later as a full-time retreat center for the general public, opening its doors to more than 50,000 people over the years. This past May, there was a crisis as the Capuchins announced they could no longer staff the center after this year. That crisis became an opportunity with a newly formed nonprofit corporation, St. Anthony's of Marathon, Inc., purchasing the property and putting forward a plan to continue the center's historical mission. I'm Glenn Moberg. Our guests today on Route 51 are Father Dan Crosby, the current director of the center and one of the last of the Capuchins assigned there, and Barb Saransky, vice president of the new board of directors. In the next hour, we'll look back at St. Anthony's history, look forward to its future, and discuss its present challenges. And we really want to hear from you. Have you ever been to a retreat at St. Anthony's? What was the experience like? Did it change you? And how important do you think it is in the midst of our high-pressure, high-tech world to have a quiet place set aside for thoughtful reflection and peace of mind? Please give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Father Dan and Barb, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Father Dan, you're the current director of St. Anthony's and the last of the Capuchin friars who live there. This has got to be a bittersweet time for you.
It is. It's an emotional time to realize that 95 years of our presence there and interaction with the people of not just the Marathon community, but the wider community around us is coming to an end, that this special place, holy place, is no longer able to be ours. So, yes, but we also realize that's reality, and God has to be in reality or we're all sunk.
How many people have you seen walk through those doors in the time you've been there?
Oh, that's hard to say. Thousands. You see, we have our own programs of retreats, and then in addition to that, we have what we call hosted programs where we don't put on the sessions, but people want to come to St. Anthony's to put on their own programs and use our facilities and our good meals, etc. So between the two of them, we average 3,000 to 4,000 people a year. So, and I've been there since August of 99, so gee, I haven't multiplied that 14 by 4, so nearly 50,000 people, you know, in those years.
Barb Saransky, you've seen a lot of people walk through those doors.
I have. I've been one of them who have walked through the doors many times throughout the years for retreats, for evening reflections, for catechetical offerings, for church meetings. So pretty much ingrained at the center.
It's got to be a bittersweet time for you, too, and kind of a hectic time.
Very honest. I think bittersweet, you know, the Capuchin community has been a part of my life, my entire life, and their presence not only in my parish at St. Mary's, but in the wider community has been a strong influence on me. And so when this all started happening, it was just like, it's hard to let them go, but we always, right. We also know that the doors are always open for them to come back and visit and reminisce. So the province community, the Capuchin community knows that that door is still always open for them.
Father Dan, when's your last day at the retreat center?
Well, officially it is December 31st. That is when officially the province of St. Joseph will no longer be the owners, the sponsors of the ministry and the entire place. And then on January 1st, the new board, St. Anthony's of Marathon, Inc., will be taking over. It will probably be a week or so before I have, and Father Tom Zielinski, who is the other Capuchin full-time there, before we will have everything of ourselves together to be leaving. But we'll probably be leaving St. Anthony's toward the end of the first week of January.
Are you going to be spending Christmas there?
Yes, I will be spending Christmas there.
How is this Christmas at St. Anthony's going to be different than previous Christmases?
Well, like practically every day is different. Actually, Christmas at St. Anthony's, and that will probably be true in the future, Christmas, we don't celebrate that with many people. It's like that's not a time when people make retreats. So, and we don't want to and have never been in competition with parishes, so we do not have a big celebration with people coming at Christmas, and undoubtedly that's going to be the same case with the new board, but it's the realization that this is the last Christmas, that we will be, that this will be our place, that we will be with the people, and we will be going out for masses with the people in other parishes. And for example, I also will be having a Christmas Eve morning mass with the older people, the senior citizens at Marywood, which is now the Benedictine healthcare facility. So that's all part of that, as you call it, the bittersweet. This is wonderful to be with these people, but it's a last time. There are so many last times for us.
And yet you've written that as a Christian, you don't believe that death has the final word. There's always rebirth and resurrection, and that's the case here.
It's very much, and thank you for bringing that up. And another aspect of that that I always believe, not just in relationship to this, but in the trauma, the difficulty that we and so many people go through again and again. God is in reality. And if we stay with reality, which can often be painful and difficult, we're going to find God. It's going to be good, even though it isn't maybe always the good we want. But the only place you find God is in reality.
And with this rebirth, Barb, the reality is that St. Anthony's is still going to be here on January 1st.
Yes, it is. And I think it's the gift of many, many people. It's not the board's ministry. It is the people's ministry. And that is probably the number one thing that we want to share with people, that the doors are open to everyone. And it's been part of the Capuchin journey. It's been part of who we are as Christians, that it's a place, it's a sacred and holy place for people to come and to find out who they are in their God and in their own spiritualities, whatever that spirituality for them might mean.
And even though the religious message that you just shared with us is central to your faith and to Father Dan's faith, yet you have many secular groups that have retreats there.
Oh, yes. And that's why I said, you know, different people, even when we have like the hospitals come or any, you know, secular group that comes, they're there for a reason to grow in their own selves. Their spirituality might be their workplace. Their spirituality might be, you know, in a different form of religion. It might be in their practices.
Well, I attended a retreat there mm-hmm. with the Leadership Wausau Marathon County Group,
yes.
which
yes.
is something
great
that was put together by the Chamber of mm-hmm. Commerce and mm-hmm. McDevco and all of these mm-hmm. people who were mm-hmm. interested in teaching folks. I was working in the media at the time mm-hmm. for Channel 7 for the TV station here in town. And I found it very helpful to go through that whole program because it taught me something about North Central Wisconsin, mm-hmm. the area mm-hmm. that I had moved up here to from Chicago. And there were a lot of people in our you know, in my position mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. went through that program. And we found it so helpful to go on a retreat together at this place that I had no idea it existed. here in the city of Marathon, right smack dab in the farm fields of rural Marathon County, there's this beautiful spiritual retreat center on acres of wooded ground along the Rib River. We stayed overnight, and yes, it was a holy place, but we had a secular mission.
Yes,
but even so,
yes.
that time of quiet reflection that we were able to spend there and that sharing with mm-hmm. one another helped us so much, all individually, but also, I think, in terms of us as a group.
Mm-hmm. I think part of that is that secular groups, you know, if you want to say secular or business groups or whatever, that actually take the time to do that for their people, for their employees, find that it's touched them and helped them to grow as an organization. And that's just one of the opportunities that St. Anthony's can provide for organizations that want to use that. It doesn't have to be religious. It's a way of helping people grow in using their own gifts for the betterment of others.
Tell us about this new corporation, St. Anthony's of Marathon, Inc. How are you organized?
Just a little bit of history. When this all came up with Father Dan back in April, that we were out there for a parish staff kind of a gathering. And I had been down there right after that just to see how Father was doing. And kind of, you know, already it's like the bittersweet thing, you know. But at that time it was more mm-hmm. bitter than sweet. And we, you know, what can you do? So you mull this stuff around. We've gathered people in the summer that came and did like three sessions of brainstorming and how this can happen. And then from there we moved ahead to a steering committee when we thought we could maybe do something with this.
I understand you had 80 people involved in some of those sessions?
Up to that. It was people were coming and going as their schedules allowed, you know, between, you know, sometimes it ran, it just depended on the days and people's time frame.
And you had a number of clergy, both Catholic and Protestant.
Yes, yes. That was just wonderful because, again, our doors are ecumenical. Our doors are open to everyone. So having different people as part of that process, brainstorming process, advisory group process in the summer was key.
So back to my original question, you had all of these meetings and somehow this new corporation, St. Anthony's of Marathon, Inc., rose from the ashes.
That's pretty much what happened.
That's right. And Barb can explain more about that, but I would like to piggyback on what she said. You see, these 80 people originally came together because we sent out a letter mm-hmm. to all of our retreatants. We have a mailing list of about 8,000, and telling them the facts, as you explained at the very beginning, that because there aren't right now replacements for us Cabochons, we can no longer staff St. Anthony's, and we don't know what the future is going to be. So 8,000 people heard about that, and we wanted, incidentally, for our retreatants to hear about it before they heard about it in the press, because that's our main public.
Right.
And out of those, mm-hmm. I mean, thousands of people, and we really believe many, many, many of those people were really praying, hurting deeply because of the possibility that St. Anthony's wouldn't be around. And they couldn't imagine a future without St. Anthony's. And so that prayer was the basis out of which these people came together for these overnights from many different places. And out of that came, you know, from that larger group coming again, then a core group, mm-hmm. and then finally a board of directors. But they believe, and I believe, that it is really that whole larger core of people praying that this has to be able, God, you've got to find a way to keep this open because it means so much to so many people.
Right. Barb, who is on this new board of directors? You're the vice president, and how are the members chosen?
Basically, they were discerning, and it was people who felt that they could have the time and the energy, knowing that this was a big project, to move ahead with that. And they came out of that advisory group and out of the marketing group that Father Dan had nicely put together a number of years ago.
Was there an election? I mean, you have to decide somehow who's going to be on it and who isn't.
It was a discerning process.
And what does that mean?
People sat back and had discerned their gifts. Did they want to, first it was time, energy, was God calling them to do this?
All right.
That's all part of the prayer.
Yeah. It was discerning. I mean, I struggled. I had retired in July, never thinking I would be doing this at this part of my life. But, you know, some nights when I couldn't sleep, you know, the Spirit was saying, you know, Barb, you have some of these gifts. You need to step up to the plate.
So you felt something outside you called upon you and said, Barb, you're going to sit on this board of directors and make this happen.
Well, yeah, besides the Holy Spirit kind of knocking on your door, it's people saying, you know, Barb, you have the time now. You know, Barb. You know, so after a while, when you got the outside support, you had the support of Father Dan and Father Tom.
You've lived in Marathon City your whole life, Barb,
pretty much,
correct?
Except 10 years, yeah. We raised our family there. Our kids went to the schools there.
And Father Dan, you moved to St. Anthony's in 1999, but you grew up in Wisconsin.
I grew up in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, and was at St. Anthony's from 61 to 65 when that was part of the time when it was our house of studies. So I was ordained there and then had a variety of ministries between 65 and 99, college ministry, theology, Indian reservations in Montana, our Skid Row parish in Milwaukee, et cetera. So it was a wonderful variety of ministries that brought me to St. Anthony's in 99.
And where are you going to go on January 1st?
Well, we're pretty close to January 1st. I will be going back to where it all started for me, which is our St. Bonaventure Friary, which most people call monastery, in Detroit. That's where I will be.
Is that your headquarters? And excuse me for using secular language.
Yes, it is our provincial headquarters. We have six different provinces of Cabochons geographically in the United States, and ours, which is the oldest in the United States, has been headquartered in Detroit for over 130 years.
Why did the Cabochons in Detroit say that we can no longer do this in Marathon?
Basically, as you said at the very beginning, we do not have replacements for us. It was not a financial thing. St. Anthony's, through the help of people and retreatants, et cetera, we have been making it financially, which included not needing regular help from our Cabochon province financially, but so it was not a financial thing. It was the fact that we have had a lack of people coming into the order, and especially at the age that's just behind us.
A dwindling number of friars, in other
that's
words.
That's right. And so there aren't replacements, and we couldn't do it anymore.
But it wasn't financial, but no. St. Anthony's is a big building. It's got to cost money to heat that place, especially on a winter day like this one.
That's right. I can remember a January, which this weather, as you know, is more like January weather than December, and one January, 3-4 years ago, the heating bill was $8,000.
So that brings me back again to Barb Saransky. You've organized, you got this new board of directors. How are you going to pay those heating bills?
Well, I'm going to start this question out by Probably a phrase from Francis that helped us get through the summer up to this point.
St. Francis?
Yes, and the phrase from him was, start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you will be doing the impossible. So we've hung on to that phrase through all of this at times when we're facing these challenges. So back to your question, Glenn, is we are starting out with, you know, kind of asking for donations to help us get seed money, we call it, or startup money to get going. And people have been generous. So that's kind of what we're basing it on. We're, our calendars are filling up. We're booking into 2017 already. So, you know, those types of things are starting to happen.
You are continuing the mission of the retreats, even though the friars will no longer
be
there.
We are. We are.
Exactly. With the help of people who believe in St. Anthony's,
yes,
and continue to believe, and they know that we Cabochons really trust the people and their awareness that they're being called to do this by God. It's like, trust that. They will continue as well as they can what God has begun here. Now it's being handed over to them.
And if you want to find out more about St. Anthony's, they do have a website. It's SAR Center, that stands for St. Anthony's Retreat, SARCENTER.com. That's SAR Center, all one word, .com.
Right, and that's the current website. Within a week, the new one will be launched. It'll look a little different, but still has that foundational core of Franciscan values and Franciscan Foundation. And it will be linked, so you'll see some of the archives of the present one, because that's what we're building our foundation on, and then you'll see a little bit different look for our new one.
We're talking to Barb Saransky. She's the Vice President of the new Board of Directors of St. Anthony's of Marathon, Inc., and also Father Dan Crosby, who is the spiritual leader and the current director, and one of the last of the Cabochon Friars at St. Anthony's of Marathon Center. This is a retreat in the city of Marathon has been around since 1919, almost closed its doors. It has been rescued and resurrected, to use Father Dan's language, and will continue for the foreseeable future. So my question to you, dear listeners, is what do you think of this process? Have you ever been to St. Anthony's on a retreat? Would you like to share that experience with us? Would you like to talk to Father Dan and wish him a fond farewell as he moves on to other things in this bittersweet time? And in a more general sense, in this high-tech, high-stress world that we live in, do you think it's important for all of us with our spiritual growth, regardless of whether you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Hindu or a Jew or an atheist, to have times of quiet reflection and peace in which you can sit back and try to reconnect with the roots that are in all of us. 1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to join the conversation. That's 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
I've got peace like a river.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Stevens Point Area Co-op, Peninsula Music Festival, and Import Auto Clinic. You, too, can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor.
Support also comes from Wausau's Woodson Art Museum, enigmatic glass artwork by Wisconsin native David Hutchthausen, along with contemporary jewelry and vessels fashioned from precious metals and stones, comprise two new exhibitions on view through January 19th. More at lywam.org.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
All is calm and all is bright at St. Anthony's Spiritual Retreat Center in the city of Marathon. It has been since 1919, and it will continue to be into the year 2014. Thanks to a group that's come together to save this historic retreat center, even though, as our guests, Father Dan Crosby and Barb Saransky tell us, it's a bittersweet time for them. The last of the Cabochon Friars are leaving, but the mission of St. Anthony's, providing that quiet retreat center, that time for quiet reflection, will continue in the years ahead, thanks to a new board of directors and a new nonprofit corporation, St. Anthony's of Marathon, Inc. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio, 1-800-780-9742. If you've ever been to St. Anthony's, or if you think the whole idea of quiet reflection is something that all of us could use in these stressful times, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-780-9742. Let's go to the phones. We have Ray in Rhinelander. Ray, you're on with Father Dan and Barb.
Hi, I'm very glad you have this program on, and I'm very thankful to all of you for showing the public that there are places like this that we can all go to. It's very important in these times that we all have these areas so we can bridge the gap. We're all human beings. We all want to be happy. We want to have a spiritual content. We want to have togetherness. And when I hear that places like this are still going to survive, it just sings to my heart and many others. I had heard of this place off and on through the years. I wasn't quite sure what it was all about, but I'm glad now that it's more out in the open. And I don't want to push this on anybody, but advertising in a certain sense and having it out there to the public is very important. I can understand where certain places like this want to stay low-key in one way, but we really need to have these out there. And being the Internet the way it is, we could use these things for an advantage. So I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just saying that public information on things like this program today, and things in the future will really help bridge the gap with all these things. And from my own experience being brought up around Holy Hill, Wisconsin, and being able to, by Milwaukee there, and go to that church and just walk on the grounds and things like that, I can understand why they're very grateful that this place is surviving, and I'm going to spend some time going there now and familiarize myself and spread the word. So thank you very much for the spiritual content, because we all need this, and have a good day.
Well, Ray, thanks so much for the phone call. And Barb Saransky, do you think you need to use the Internet and use modern secular advertising techniques in order to get the word out about St. Anthony's?
Oh, yes, definitely, Glenn. That's the plan. We're putting in a marketing plan down the road within the next couple of months that we're going to use not only in central Wisconsin or the Midwest, but countrywide. Our goal down the road is, the mission is that the center will get to be known like countrywide, and down the road where the opportunities in the door be open, where gee, maybe groups will fly into central Wisconsin, and somewhere down the road we'll have to provide a shuttle to bring them to the center. So I guess, you know, everything is out there. Everything is a possibility. I think we're on sheet number 5 now with suggestions that came from hundreds and hundreds of people of things that could be offered at St. Anthony. So people have really an invested interest in this. That's what's so awesome about it.
Well, and I thank Ray for your words and your realization of the importance of places like this. And I think what you said reminds me of what Glenn said before about being at St. Anthony's mm-hmm. himself, and the experience that we have had thousands of times, and I'm not exaggerating, where people will say, and I think that's kind of what Glenn was intimating too, that all I have to do, that's what we hear, all I mm-hmm. have to do is to drive in that driveway through those field stone walls
yes.
out in front, and something happens to me, and I begin to be more at peace. And then I walk in the building, and it's like I'm enfolded in peace. And that's practically before you meet the people who make it even better.
Yeah.
So the place, the grounds, these, not just the building, but the 45 acres that we have that are so peaceful, and beautiful. Even in the winter, we have quite a few people that love to come there and with their snowshoes and go around and just absorb the peace that many times is. Wouldn't you say that too, Barb? That winter can be the most peaceful, quiet time of the year.
There's nothing like the sound of silence you have a fallen shroud of snow on the ground.
That's right.
And I think I'm quoting some pop songwriter, but let's move on. We've got Father Dan Crosby and Barb Saransky of St. Anthony's Retreat Center, 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Let's go to Kay in Marshfield. Kay, you're on Route 51.
Good morning, Father Dan. Do I understand you will be going to Detroit from here?
That's correct.
I want to include that in my Christmas card that I'm currently writing to Sister Colette out in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, a longtime friend of yours.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
We became acquainted with her when she was a chaplain here at our Marshfield St. Joseph's Hospital.
And she used to be coming to St. Anthony's herself for many experiences. She had one of our Capuchins, Father Ron Smith, as her spiritual director, and that's going to be one of the things that will continue at St. Anthony's, the possibility of people coming for their own private time. You don't necessarily have to be part of a group. That's obviously the main thing, but many, many people come just for their private time, and many of those who come for that choose to talk to one of the people on the staff who's had background in spiritual direction, and that will continue to grow deeper into what is God doing in me, where am I, how can I respond more deeply. So that was Sister Colette's experience and many, many other people's experience.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to relay that that way to talk with you. Good luck in the future.
Thank you for calling.
Kay, thanks so much for the phone call. 1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to talk to Father Dan Crosby, who will be leaving the area, leaving St. Anthony's. He's the last of the Capuchin Friars on January 1st, but the mission of the center, which a lot of people didn't think was going to be able to continue, will indeed continue in the little city of Marathon, smack dab in the farm fields of central Wisconsin. Now, on your press release, it says that you have Serenity and, please correct me if I'm pronouncing this wrong, Retrovale Retreats. Is that?
That last one, you're pronouncing it in a non-French way. It is Retrovi. Retrovi.
What are the difference between those two kinds of retreats?
Well, there's quite a big difference. The Serenity Retreats, we have three of those a year, are for recovering alcoholics. The Retrovi is a retreat that advertises itself for marriages that are having difficulty. And so there's a great difference. We have two of those Retrovi experiences a year in February and August. The Serenity Retreats and the January one will continue. It's always the first one is the first full weekend in January, then the first full weekend in June, and first full weekend in October.
What kind of services do you provide for people who are having problems with alcohol or drug addiction?
Well, that's a main one, and we have also...
Tell me the process you go through. That's what I meant to ask.
Well, this, we have what a Serenity Retreat would be like.
Right.
First of all, it's not similar to other retreats in as much as most of our retreats, not all of them, but most of our retreats are silent to absorb the quiet and, you know, be in touch with what God is doing so that you don't have all the chatter. It is similar to all of our retreats in as much as there are throughout the weekend, which always begins on Friday evening and ends with a Sunday noon meal. There are four different talks as well as prayer services. Mm-hmm. And after the talks on a regular retreat, there's usually quiet for that absorption. Mm-hmm. In Serenity retreats, it's time for sharing and, you know,
support.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. correct.
Have you folks at St. Anthony's helped people through alcohol addiction and helped save some marriages? It sounds like that's what you're in the business of doing.
Very much. We're not a recovery center. I mean, that's important. But this, we call them recovery retreats. People who are in recovery, and many of them in recovery recently, many, many who have been in recovery for a long
number
time.
Of years.
St. Anthony's has really been a haven over the years for people who have been in recovery mm-hmm. throughout the state and the Upper Peninsula. Retrovi, it saves marriages. I think they advertise themselves, and it's true from what the people I know, that 83% of where the marriages were on the rocks, they are stabilizing. They have a wonderful follow-up.
That's a tremendous statistic.
The other part of that Retrovi piece is that, you know, sometimes in our marriages you get stuck in a communication gap, or you get stuck in empty nest syndromes, and you know, you forgot how to mm-hmm. communicate with your spouse. It's also for strengthening marriages in a communication skills way. So some marriages might not be on the rocks, like ready for divorce court, but maybe people are to the point in their lives that, you know, we need to build a stronger marriage as we continue into our years of marriage. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a both and a plus mm-hmm. that way. The group, again, like Father had said, it's not a retreat that we host as the center staff. It's a group of Retrovi team that come in and provide that ministry for people in central Wisconsin. And there's a lot of people who have been coming. Some retreats are capacity. So it's wonderful to offer that ministry for people to strengthen their marriages.
Some of the things that are happening at St. Anthony's Spirituality Center in the city of Marathon, it will continue next year. You can find out more at sarcenter.com. That's all one word, sarcenter.com. I'm Glenn Moberg. We've got Father Dan Crosby, the current director of St. Anthony's, and Barb Saransky, who is the new vice president of the new board of directors that's going to keep this spirituality center in central Wisconsin going and continuing its mission, even though the Friars are leaving next year, leaving after almost 100 years. They've been around since 1919. 1-800-780-9742. If you'd like to join us, I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Let this be my song.
You just joined us. We're talking about St. Anthony's Spirituality Center, something that's been around since 1919 in the city of Marathon, providing a place of quiet sanctuary and refuge in increasingly hectic, stressful times. And it will continue. The mission will continue next year into 2014. Our guests are Father Dan Crosby, the last of the Cavishan Friars. They'll be leaving on January 1st, and Barb Saransky, who represents the new order of the place. She's on the board of directors of St. Anthony's of Marathon, Inc., which will be taking over and running the Spirituality Center and conducting the same retreats in the years ahead. Father Dan, you're Franciscan. For those of us who aren't Catholics, what's the difference between Franciscan and Dominican and Jesuit Catholics? And I need the Cliff Notes version because we've only got about 10 minutes left of the show.
It's simply a different perspective on the gospel and the person of Jesus, just as every human being approaches God in a somewhat different way, and it's the same God. Well, so too, we have the same gospel of Jesus, but there are things about Jesus that Saint Dominic, like Jesus was the preacher, the teacher. Same thing with Saint Ignatius, who started the Jesuits, a perspective on Jesus. And so St. Francis, as we're being taught very much by Pope Francis, who was a Jesuit, but very much in love with Francis, Francis is picking up from Jesus his love for the poor, simplicity, inclusiveness to everybody. That's basically what Franciscans have concentrated on, focused on mainly, but we all believe the same things.
Well, Pope Francis has just been named Man of the Year by Time Magazine. What's your reaction to that?
Hooray. how true it is. We need, and it goes with what you've been saying about St. Anthony's, we need inspiration. We need people that are going to make us believe more in ourselves and what we're capable of, and we really could be different. We could be more loving, more forgiving. And Pope Francis shows that. And again, that's exactly what St. Anthony's tries to do. Hey, it is a haven, and people come there and come to know their own goodness and God's love for them in a deeper way. So now go out and bring that same kind of message and hope as Pope Francis is doing to the world.
Mm-hmm. Does it surprise you that the new Pope is being criticized and criticized loudly in some quarters? Talk show host Rush Limbaugh called him a Marxist and says he's, and this is a quote from him, ripping on America and the capitalist economic system. How do you react as a Franciscan when you hear that?
It's not surprising. it is not surprising because St. Francis himself was called a fool by many people. People who look at the external, some people are on top and some people are on the bottom, and it's the people on the bottom's fault that they're on the bottom, and if they'd only work harder, and that isn't really Jesus, but you're always going to have that same perspective. So it's not surprising, but it's sad. You don't catch when you are caught in that kind of perspective, like Rush Limbaugh. You don't catch the enthusiasm, the possibility of what the world could be, as Pope Francis does, but there's got to be changes.
And the words aren't Karl Marx. I mean, it's the words of Jesus. He said it's
right.
Easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And he said we all need to care for the people he called the least of these. That's Christianity.
It's only the gospel, and that's you'll ever get from Pope Francis. But not just the words. He's doing it.
He's modeling it.
He's living it.
Yeah.
And in a joyful, enthusiastic way, he himself does. And that's what, wow.
And the symbol of him washing the feet of inmates or leaving the Vatican in plain clothes at night to minister to the poor, to use a secular cliche, he's not just talking the talk, he's walking the walk, isn't he?
And I think for part of that, I think one thing that symbol that when he first became Pope that people identified with was the shoes. He wanted to wear his own shoes. He wanted to wear the shoes he bought from Argentina. And when you look at that in how we walk our journey in faith, to me, that was a symbol that really helped me to grasp on to where he was at. Because if we're really walking the walk that Jesus has called us to walk, then what shoes are we walking in? Are we walking in by reaching out to the poor? Are we walking in by by, you know, being treating people with dignity? Are we walking in, you know, sharing our resources with others, taking care of our creation? You know, what are we walking in our Franciscan values or in our own spirituality, whether it be Christian or not?
Well, the new pope appears to be not only gaining a lot of attention, he's gaining converts for
yes.
the church.
That's right. And a resurgence of enthusiasm for Jesus and for the new life that Jesus brought. One of the things, going back to what Barb said about when he was elected, the image of just coming out on that loggia
yes.
and stopping and asking the people to pray for him, to bless him, and having quiet of a minute or two, waiting and just absorbing the blessings of the people, the solidarity of, you know, I'm not just on top, I'm the Pope. You are equally God's beloved sons mm-hmm. and daughters, and we need each other.
You know, this is a special time of the year, but it's a conflicting one. We're supposed to concentrate on quiet spiritual values, but yet there's materialism everywhere during the Christmas season, even on a traditional patriotic religious holiday like Thanksgiving. We had people rushing out to shop, and we had this unseemly spectacle of people pushing and shoving and trampling each other, all in order to acquire new material things. It seems like we've lost something as a culture.
Glenn, wouldn't it be wonderful if people were pushing and shoving to dig into their own spirituality and who they are in their lives? I think it would be, the world would look different. The world would look different. And I think part of, you know, maybe what St. Anthony's could offer is that people who want to step back and look at their own lives and want to make a difference and how they can affect society, the doors would be open possibly for them to have some type of a conversion in their experience. I know it has changed my life through the years.
Father Dan, how important is it to have moments of silence and quiet reflection during not just these times, during the Christmas season, but all through the year?
It's immensely mm-hmm. important because, very simply, if we don't do that, and I mean everybody, if we don't do that, we never come to know ourselves. We're not grounded. We're at the mercy of materialism or whatever is out there. We've got it. Who are you? That's I love the meaning of the, even militarily, retreat. You've got to step back.
Yes.
And reassess who you are so that you can go back in to the fray with deeper strength. But if you don't step back, you're just going to be caught in the melee of, you don't even know what it is, but you're caught in it. You've got to retreat, step back, be quiet.
Father Dan Crosby, Barb Saransky, thanks so much for being with us today.
Glenn, thank you for having us.
Everything turn. There is a season turn.
We want to thank today's guest, Father Dan Crosby. Boy, it's been great having you guys here. The current director of the St. Anthony Spirituality Center, and Barb Saransky, vice president of the board of directors of the newly formed nonprofit corporation, St. Anthony's of Marathon, Inc. You can find out more about the center and its mission at sarcenter.com. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Special music today by Pete Seeger, John McCutcheon, the Heritage Singers, the Temptations, Vince Gill, Ray Charles, and the Byrds. Next week, Rick Ryer will be in the driver's seat on Route 51 with a panel of regional reporters to look back at the big stories of 2013 and a look ahead to the new year. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.
A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything turn.